This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. On Wall Street this week, there will be a lot of talk about handbags. Kate Spade reports earnings later this morning. Michael Kors is tomorrow. And yesterday, Coach reported numbers that were better than expected, but sales are still down almost half from the same quarter a year ago. The handbag market is stuck in a rut. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
Pam Danziger tracks the rich for Unity Marketing. Like a lot of marketers, she loves catchy names for groups of people.
Consumers that we call Henrys. High earners, not rich yet.
Relatively, that is. This is about luxury goods, so we're still talking incomes above 100K. Those folks would drop hundreds on handbags before the recession. Now, even though their income and investments have largely recovered, they don't quite feel rich enough to splurge on this season's hot new bucket bag.
Today, those people feel decidedly middle class and not at all luxury class.
There's another thing going on in their brains, and it's the handbag maker's fault. They've been offering big discounts through sales and outlet stores. That moves product, but also creates a problem, says Paul Swinand, who follows luxury goods at Morningstar.
It's this deconditioning the consumer to think, even if I like this item, I have to wait because I'll get it on a discount in a few weeks or a month.
Shoppers who don't feel rich or willing to pay full price mean big trouble for handbag companies. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
So do these high earners really think Coach bags are overpriced? Test your assumptions with our quiz over on Marketplace.org.